News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Gail DeLauder. Texas is now appealing a federal ruling that prevents the state from using newly passed congressional maps in next year's midterms. The issue now goes to the U.S. Supreme Court. Rice University political science professor Mark Jones says any request for a state ruling would go to Justice Samuel Alito. He oversees the region.
Alito could say, no, this is a decision I'm not going to make myself. I'm going to take it to the whole Supreme Court. If they grant the stay at the Supreme Court level, then we are likely to see us use the maps that were passed this summer. On the other hand, if they say no and they don't grant the stay, then we're more likely than not going to be using the districts that are currently in place, that is, that were drawn in 2021.
Jones was a guest on this morning's Houston Matters. He described the current situation over the maps in Texas as chaos. The Harris County Tax Office has unveiled a new online property tax payment system. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno says the system is designed to be easier to navigate.
Starting this week, 2025 property tax statements will begin hitting mailboxes across Harris County. Tax assessor collector Annette Ramirez is reminding residents to review the tax exemptions on their bills this year. She says residents will now be able to set up automated payment plans, set bill reminders, and make partial payments through the new My Harris County Tax website.
This will allow homeowners and business owners to prepay their 2026 property taxes through monthly automatic payments, making property tax payments more manageable and affordable for families and businesses.
The deadline for Harris County residents to pay their property tax statements is January 31st. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
After complaints about safety, Houston City Council has approved a nighttime curfew on e-scooters across the city. The curfew runs from 8 at night until 4 in the morning. Personal scooters used for commuting are exempt from the rule. Cloudy skies expected this evening, low near 69 degrees. Chance of rain tomorrow, high near 84. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.